President Trump is scheduled to be here in South Carolina tomorrow before the Democratic presidential primary on Saturday, and the state's senior senator is expected to be by his side. Republican Lindsey Graham does not have a challenger in the primary, but for the first time since he was elected to the Senate in 2003, he is facing a formidable opponent in the general election, and that's Democrat Jamie Harrison. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Along with President Trump, Lindsey Graham may be one of the country's more polarizing political figures. The Republican senator has become well known for lashing out at Democrats, especially after the president's impeachment. Here's Graham on Fox News.
They're on a crusade to destroy this man, and they don't care what they destroy in the process of trying to destroy Donald Trump. I do care.
Graham's support of Trump looms large as he seeks a fourth term, and polls on his reelection bid are mixed. The most recent, from Change Research and the Post and Courier, a Charleston newspaper, shows the senator may be vulnerable, clinging to a 2 percentage point lead over challenger Jamie Harrison, the likely Democratic candidate. We caught up with Harrison campaigning at a coffee shop just outside of Charleston.
Let me tell you a little bit about me so that you know, because I know some of you are here because you want to get rid of Lindsey. I understand that.
The 44-year-old grew up in rural South Carolina, but rose from poverty to become the first in his family to go to college. He graduated from Yale, worked for Congressman Jim Clyburn, and is now with the Democratic National Committee. Harrison says there's no obstacle he can't overcome.
People are now telling me, well, you can't beat Lindsey Graham, right? Watch me.
Harrison says he's proof the American dream still exists, but he believes more people need opportunities. They're tired, he says, of divisive politics.
We have to help people rebuild trust, but we also have to help people get hope again.
His message resonates with Sherry Augustine, who recently moved to South Carolina from New York.
He just brought me to tears. It's the first time I've heard him speak, and it just really hit my heart.
While Harrison grinds away at a coffee shop, Graham's campaign has yet to reschedule appearances. They say he had to cancel because of the impeachment trial. They also did not respond to our repeated request for an interview with the senator. Brian Hicks, a newspaper columnist who has long covered South Carolina politics, isn't surprised.
I think he campaigns on cable news.
Hicks says he hears from readers who complain Graham doesn't show up as much in South Carolina anymore. But he's quick to point out, those who reach out are often independent, more moderate voters. Voters Graham once appealed to when he wasn't so attached to Trump. Hicks says diehard Republicans have also had a change of heart.
All of a sudden, people who used to hate Lindsey are now rewriting history and saying we've always loved Lindsey.
Yeah, it's not going to be a race at the end of the day. I mean, Senator Graham will be reelected, and he's going to be reelected by quite a bit.
That's Joe Jackson with the South Carolina Republican Party. He says Graham raised nearly $4 million in the final quarter of last year, slightly more than Harrison, who Jackson says gets his backing from out of state.
It's D.C. money. It's Hollywood money. He's really excited, more of the liberal base outside of the state.
Jackson insists Graham is accessible. He's just a busy U.S. senator. And his relationship with the president, he says, is beneficial. But Gibbs Knotts isn't so sure.
Make no mistake, South Carolina is a red state, and, you know, really, we shouldn't even be talking about a senator, a Republican senator being in trouble. But, you know, Lindsey Graham has made this hard right turn.
Knotts is a political scientist at the College of Charleston. He says the political landscape of South Carolina is rapidly changing, with more newcomers moving in. It's not unheard of anymore for a Democrat to be elected. Mark Sanford's old congressional seat recently turned blue. And Knotts says having an African-American candidate like Harrison on the ballot could bring out more black voters in November to help whoever is at the top of the Democrats' ticket.
I do think that the state's African-American voters, and again, that's about 30% of the voting age population, will be very excited.
But this is a state that hasn't elected a Democrat to the U.S. Senate in more than 20 years, a state Trump won by nearly 15 percentage points.
You know, Graham is making a bet that it helps him enough with his base. He has enough of a cushion in the general election in South Carolina to survive. But that's why we have elections. So we'll see what happens in November.
For Here and Now, I'm Victoria Hansen in Charleston.